It is Monday morning. We check in with the Bloomington Police Department every other Monday, and our good friend Captain Steve Kellums joins us. Captain Kellums, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Margaret?
Good. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. You said it was March. I can't believe it's already March.
I know. The last month just flew by, but February always flies by.
Sure.
And it's not necessarily my favorite month, but last month wasn't so bad.
So it was the best February in history.
Yeah, really. I'm thinking Glass might be right on that.
Well, and it makes your job is never easy, Captain Kellums, but it has to be a little bit easier when, as I've told, we've talked about everybody in every field of work, when you're not worried about slick roads and you're not worried about feet of snow or other problems, it should make for an easier winter, shouldn't it?
Well, it does, and it's amazing how much weather plays an important role in what we do, because when the weather's bad, like you said, in the winter, you've got the sleet, you've got the freezing ice, you've got the snow. Those things cause us a lot of problems, but we also have same issues in the summer when it gets very hot. That gets people agitated and starts causing problems when that heat rises. So we keep an eye on the weather, just like everybody else does, because it really makes a difference in what we do day to day.
Well, you have the most busiest next week, it sounds like to me. And we wanted to kind of get right off to the bat to the meeting you are going to have this evening. This 21st century policing, you've already had two meetings. One of them was
Correct.
Last Wednesday. Could you kind of recap that and then tell us about this evening's meeting?
Sure. This will be our third and last community meeting on the 21st Century Report. And that is a document that President Obama put into motion in 2014 with regards to taking a look at policing. He put together a task force of people who made suggestions about best practices, and they took a look at moving law enforcement forward into the 21st century. That was the purpose of the report. Our mayor, of course, obviously decided that was an important document that we want to take a look at. He kind of directed us to do that. So we took that report and we started working on it internally last year, worked very hard on seeing what it said, the things that it recommended, and matched that up to what we were already doing. And then there were a few things that we weren't doing and we thought were great ideas and we wanted to add those. What we're doing now is an opportunity. We got input from our officers. We received input from the Board of Public Safety. We received input from a lot of people to put that together. So what we're doing now is we're seeking input from the community. And we are having these meetings, asking people to come in and talk to us about it. We're presenting briefly what the program is and talk about. We're talking about several of the six pillars and the important things that we took out of each one of those pillars. And then we're opening it up to anyone that has questions to try to answer those. So, again, this will be our last community meeting to get input from the community about what we've been doing, and one, to share what we've been doing, because I think that's important as well, and then find out what some of those concerns of the community is. We do have that posted online. I think last time we talked, we hadn't had a chance to get it up yet, but we do have that posted online at bloomington.in.gov/police. If you go there, you'll find the report right there at the beginning of our page, and you'll be able to download that and take a look at it. They're somewhere in the neighborhood of 147 action items, although only 64 of those apply to local police departments. And of those 64, we are doing 60 of them. The other four are things that we either can't do because of contractual issues or apply to such a broad group of people that we didn't see any necessity to go forth with that. Things like some school, some working with the schools, in which we already do, but they're also more towards resource officers that are in the schools every day, which we only have them visit for short periods of time, and then some contractual things with regards to scheduling. But otherwise, we do them all.
Okay, so we also have spring break coming up, and
right.
I think it's a really good time to remind people some of the safety measures. I know we've had a couple of break-ins in our neighborhood into cars recently. It seems like you always hear this happening in the context of somebody not locking up their stuff. So what would your recommendations for those heading out for spring break be?
We've been saying this for years, lock it or lose it. We lock your stuff up. And again, We live in such a great town. Everybody feels like it's a small town. It has such a small town feel, but we have big city problems. And what we find is a lot of our burglaries and thefts from vehicles have around 50% of them, they're unlocked. So we're really pushing and encouraging people to lock their doors whenever they're leaving for an extended vacation, like spring break. Leave some lights on, make sure those doors are locked, close the blinds so that people can't see inside to see if anyone's there. If you have lights on timers, those work fantastic. Motion lights as well on the house also work very well. And just take some of those very basic safety precautions. Criminals look for obvious targets, and when you allow yourself to, when you leave things unlocked and you make yourself look like a target, you will be a victim of that. So we really encourage people to lock everything up, or they're likely to lose it.
And I think I might add to this to remember, if you think you might have packages being dropped off at
newspapers, mail,
maybe have a neighbor come by and pick them up, for heaven's sakes. Think about some of that, maybe even stop it if you're going to be
gone.
Or let
your neighbors know you're out of town, so if anything looks funny, they know it's nothing's happening there.
Yeah, that's not
it's amazing
a bad idea.
What happens when we talk to our neighbors and get some help from them. And you can stop your mail as well as packaging. If you know you have packages coming, you can schedule those deliveries with all of the delivery companies so that they'll only happen when you come back home, or just stop in and pick them up at the various locations for the delivery services.
Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department. And March is a busy time, and the Monroe County Traffic Safety Partnership will run all month. So what should we expect to see from our city, state, and county officials?
We're pulling people over. We're trying to get seatbelt enforcement. We're looking for drunk driving enforcement. We're just trying to increase the safety on our roads. And we know we've got such a big problem with the I-69 construction, 37 with the construction we've been dealing with. If you were out this weekend, you probably saw a lot of officers out in that area pulling cars over, and I think you'll see that for most of the month, whether it's a combination of we're working closely with state police, with the sheriff's department, with Ellisville Police Department. All the local agencies and state agencies are working very hard to try to increase traffic safety, and we do that through traffic enforcement. So try to enforce those areas, get those seatbelts being worn, stop the drunk driving, all of those things, all wrapped up into one this month.
And again, it's a lot easier if you'd like to meet some cops. There are different ways to do it, and coffee with a cop is
much
better
choice than going to do it the other way.
And I'm guessing the coffee they have at Coffee with a Cop is much better than maybe the coffee they have in other places.
Yeah, the coffee at jail is not necessarily something we would recommend. We'll be more than happy to meet with you and give you some coffee. And our next one is March 29th. This one's going to be an evening one, too, Coffee with the Cop. So we try to bounce back and forth. We're going to be 5:30 p.m. at Hennepin Marketing, which is downtown, 501 North Morton, Suite 203. So that's going to be a great place, a great opportunity for people to come out and stop and say hi to us without having to get pulled over, without having to get a ticket, or without having to have anything stolen. So they
that's
can just
right.
come talk to us and say hi.
And don't worry, there'll be decaf at the 5:30 meetings, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'll make sure we've got that covered. We'll even have water, too, for those people who just don't want to drink coffee.
Exactly. And if you bring some donuts or anything else, no one's going to get mad at you, right?
No one is going to be upset at all, unless you don't bring enough.
That is the issue. That's funny.
Now, one of the things you've had recently happen, which I thought was really cool, Bloom Magazine featured you folks.
Great article on our Citizens Academy in Bloom Magazine. Nick Bauer, who attended our Citizens Academy, the last one, really enjoyed it and put together an article, did some interviews of us, and a great article. We posted it up on our Facebook page as well, just showing that it was out there in Bloom Magazine. So if you haven't seen it, go out and pick up a Bloom Magazine and take a look at it.
You can come by my shop and get one if you need to.
There you go. That'd be great. That's even better. We're going to have another Citizens Academy. We've had one every year for a long time now. It'll be in the fall, and you can look forward for those dates. We'll probably start posting those dates coming up in late spring, early summer, and get those fall dates out there for people to plan. But it's just such a really neat program that we've been doing for a long time, and the people that take it have a lot of fun and learn a lot. And it gives us an opportunity not only to kind of showcase some of the things that we do, but again, let us talk to them and explain stuff and answer a lot of questions.
Captain Steve Kellums of the Bloomington Police Department is our guest this morning. He checks in every other Monday. You got big spring break plans?
No. not at all. Maybe rest from all this work I've been doing lately with all these things going on.
So you hanging out in town like us?
No, probably stay around the house with family.
And that sometimes that's a nice little break on all of that. But again, as you mentioned, we know there's no rest for the for you folks, and that's not gonna happen. But we just want everybody to be safe, and we want everybody to pay attention to what's going on. And the outreach programs we talk about every other Monday here hopefully bring some more people in to give an understanding, to see what's behind the curtain, if you want. And again, we're all in this together, so the better we can hang together, that helps. The Facebook page is the best place to go, isn't it, for all your updated information?
It is. We try to put a lot of information on there. Make sure you're following from Bloomington Police Department, Bloomington, Indiana, not Bloomington, Minnesota, or Bloomington, Illinois. We still get a lot of that. But keep an eye on our Facebook page. We add a lot of news releases. We add information about our community events and our outreach and the things that we're doing. And we add some crime information up there as well. So
yeah, tips or anything else
to keep eye. Yeah, it's a great place to keep an eye out for us. And if you do see something up there that you have information, I know a lot of people like to share it through Facebook, but we actually prefer you give us a call. You can do 911 or just call into the administrative line at 339-4477 and give us your information or anything that you might have that you see through the Facebook post.
That's right. Stay vigilant. Help everybody out. Spring break week. And we hope you're bored, but I have a feeling you won't be.
I haven't been bored for a while.
Yeah. If you figure out bored, let me in on it. So.
Excellent job as always, my friend. We'll get caught up soon and enjoy hopefully a little downtime this week. And we'll get caught up with you then on the 20th.
Sounds great. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. We always like getting caught up with him. And again, Margaret, very, very busy, and but great stuff too. And to get caught up with that, the meeting is tonight, 6:30. I believe, is the third and final meeting on the 21st Century Policing Report. Again, go to the Facebook page, Bloomington Police Department. Make sure it's Bloomington, Indiana. And you can see all the events going on. We'll remind you of, obviously, Coffee with the Cop.
Yeah,
that's not until
sure.
the end of the month.
Right. And we have plenty of time on that. But this evening is the one that we want
right.
to remind
6:30,
you.
Right? 6:30 to 7:30, I believe that's when it is. And, again, that's on the Facebook page, so you can just go to the Bloomington Police Department.